February 3rd, 2019. In Sesshin, I quoted from the Parinirvana Sutra of the Tathagata, where the Buddha speaks of final practice, encouragement, and he talks about contemplating, experiencing body in the body, contemplating, experiencing feelings and feelings, mind in mind, mental objects and mental objects, overcoming, so to speak, not being caught by desires and sorrows in regards to circumstances, the world, the body, and so forth. One of the most perplexing teaching of the Buddha, well, I shouldn't say perplexing, but difficult for me when I first came on to it many, many years ago, because I thought it was very strange, is what's called the nine cemetery contemplations. And it speaks of practicing in a cemetery with bodies, corpses that were dead. The Buddha says 1, 2, or 3 days, swollen, blue, festering. And then applying these perceptions to our own body, noting that we are of the same nature, will become and will not escape it. And Buddha goes on talking about various ways contemplating this, experiencing this internally, externally, and so forth. And there are, it goes on with the body further decomposing and coming into states which are more and more difficult to be present as in terms of our own. In one sense, this seems like an extreme practice which most of us will never do or come into real contact with. But in another sense, this is our always practice. We don't need a dead body for this. We don't even need to face various, what should I say, losses of our own abilities, whether it's in terms of strength, whether it's in terms of illnesses, whether it's in terms of capacities of senses of seeing, hearing, strength, and so forth. Though those are, of course, wonderful opportunities to experience the body mind, the feelings and feelings, mind and mind, being able to notice and let go of or overcome the attachments of desires and sorrows in regard to the world. But this is also relevant to all the other ways that the world, just like the decaying body, just like the bones and so forth, doesn't show up in our life in the ways that we want it to, which is exactly what it is when a body decays, when bodies rot, bones fall apart, muscles cease to work. But we can also do it in everyday ordinary activities, whether we're young or old, strong or weak, healthy or ill. whether with, when we're with people who are young or old, strong or weak, and so forth. Because circumstances don't go the way we want them to. Or even if they go the way we expect and want them to, we cling to them with desires, or with push them with fearful sorrows of what might happen. This is always what the Buddha is talking about. It's just that in the cemetery contemplation, cemetery practice, which is part of the Satipatthana practice sutra, it's more stark. But we're always encountering this. I know in the Midwest there's been extremely cold weather, which is just another form of the universe not being the way we want it. Not only not being the way we want it, being painful to be in, suffering in. That has to do with sorrows and desires, and seeing what there is to do, experiencing what's so right now. This is letting go of noticed clinging in body, thoughts, and feelings. This is a being present experiencing. This is dropping off body-mind, which is body-mind dropped off, manifesting as bodhisattvic responding. See, it's only thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, bodily reactions, which is what makes cemetery practice valuable, but also which makes cemetery practice not limited to the cemetery, though we can't avoid it. Can't avoid it when we're with a body that's reduced to a skeleton with some flesh and blood attached to it, as the Buddha lists one of these. Or skeleton without even the flesh and blood. Or even bones that are no longer a skeleton, but a bone here and a bone there. But we don't need those if we are truly willing to be this body-mind moment, body internally, body externally, body with all the factors of cause and effect that manifest as our life. That allow us to see our attachment and clinging to the world in all sorts of ways, and to see our practice of experiencing this, of opening the clinging, of noticing it at least, if we can't release it, noticing the consequences of holding and reacting out of it. I'll make one last point that this cemetery practice, charnel grounds, practice 9, cemetery practices. Came to me, especially when I was in the locker room of a gym, where the others there were all at least in their 60s, 70s, some 80s, some 90s, and don't need a cemetery to see the body falling apart. It's right there. If we practice, if we're present, we don't even need to look at others. We could feel it in ourselves. But it's all the more so when we could notice it, all these others functioning in that way and knowing this too is me. So each of us, please inhabit the experiencing body mind that you are and notice how and where you get caught up and believe thoughts and feelings, ideas and beliefs about should and shouldn't, whether about yourself or about others, about the media or about politics or about, and you add on about what. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your ongoing practice of embracing the body-mind universe that is your life and is your life opportunity.